Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to learn? I hope so.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today, our topic is small talk.
And our title is Money, Money, Money. Do you like using cash, debit cards, or credit cards?
Well, I don't like using cash because I don't like all those coins in my pocket. So I like to use a credit card.
But you do like helping us with our Read It, right? Okay, friends, here's Peter.
Rob almost never uses cash. He uses his debit card. Alex uses cash in Taiwan. Linda dropped her change on the floor.Taylor helped her pick up some quarters. Quarters are good for vending machines. Susie got a strange coin in her change. It looks like a penny, but it's not. It's a $1 NT coin. It's worth 3 cents.
When do you use cash? When do you use your credit card?
Well, when I buy big, expensive things, that is when I use a credit card or a debit card. But when I buy small things like groceries, I use cash.
I use cash all the time. I usually never use a credit card, only if I really need to.
That's right. Well, we use coins a lot, too.We need them for machines, and we also buy small things like candy and snacks.
We will learn more about this later. First, let's go to Christina for our keywords.
Hello, 你好，我们今天讲的是关于钱的这个话题。在美国，大家多半都是不用现金消费。Rob 就是这样子，他说 I almost never use cash.副词 almost 指几乎或差不多。Linda 的身上铜板零钱真多，一个不小心就掉了一地。She dropped her change on the floor. 东西掉下来的那个动作就是 drop. Taylor 好心的帮忙捡铜板，他捡到了一些25分钱的铜板。She picked up some quarters. 名词 quarter 是25分的铜板。Susie 在她的零钱里看到一个奇怪的硬币 ,a strange coin. 形容词 strange 就是奇怪的。She found a strange coin. 它看起来很像美金的一分钱但却又不是。结果 Linda 一看原来是新台币一块钱。新台币一块钱差不多是美金的三分钱。It's worth about 3 cents. 一分钱是 1 cent.
Do you use cash much, Alex?
No, I don't. I use my credit card all the time.
I use my debit card. I almost never use cash.
But I use cash a lot in Taiwan.
People do pay in cash more often there, and they carry 1,000 NT dollar bills.
I know.I use a bigger wallet when I'm in Taiwan.
We all need to use money every day. We buy things like food, clothing, movie tickets, gifts for other people, and things like school supplies.
Wow, there is a lot of stuff that we need. But how do we pay for it? Do you use cash much?Or do you use credit cards and debit cards much? First, here's Christina.
Rob 问 Alex, 你常使用现金吗? Do you use cash much, Alex? 这个句子里 much 有一点特别,它是副词常常的意思,感觉有点像 often. Do you use cash often? 我们好像比较少用这样子。Much 这个字，我们多半都把它当很多的意思用。 当形容词用的时候可以说 There's so much water on the floor 或者是 They don't have much money 当副词的话就说 This one is much better 这个好多了 His brother is much taller 他的哥哥身材高多了不过今天的 much 表达高频率平时怎么样你可以说 We don't eat out much 我们不常出外用餐或Jenny didn't talk to him much. Jenny 不常跟他说话，所以这是 much 当副词常常的意思用。
Thank you, Christina. Do you like to use cash? I like to use cash. It helps me think about how much money I am spending. And there are many small things that I should use for cash.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't want to use a credit card for small things like candy or snacks.
So I started to think about this question. Which do I use more? And in America, I use my credit card more. But when I am in different countries, I use more cash.
Hey, that's what Alex says. He uses a lot of cash in Taiwan.Let's hear from Rebecca about this grammar point. Hello, Rebecca!
Hello, friends! Today, we are going to have lots of fun. Why? We are going to learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that you use something in a particular place, you can use this grammar point. I use noun in place. For example, I use a scooter...In the city, or I use a different phone in the office. Great job! Now you're ready to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, I use my computer in the office, and I use my notes in the studio. Friends, I'm sure you can think of a way to use this sentence.
Rob says that he almost never uses cash. And in America, that's true. You don't need too much cash.
Well, we need to move on. Friends, let's watch our next conversation together. I'm sure we'll learn more about money.
Oh, I just dropped all my change.
I'll help you pick it up. Here are some quarters.
Thanks. The coins went everywhere.
You have a lot of coins. Why do you carry so much change, Linda?
I don't know. I forget to use my coins when I shop. But quarters are good to have.
Yes, you can buy things from vending machines with them.
See, here's another reason why I don't like change and cash.
What are you talking about, Peter?
Well, change is so heavy. It is all those coins, you know? They are always in your pocket and bags. And look, Linda dropped all of her change.
Oh, no. Poor Linda. It went everywhere. Well, I drop things sometimes.That is never good.
Well, I never drop anything. Oh, no.
Peter, you dropped all your notes.
It's okay. I will pick them up. You can keep teaching. This is very embarrassing.
Well, friends, when you drop something, it falls to the ground. Then what's the next thing to do?
Well, you pick it up.
That's right, just like Peter just did.
Well, Taylor helps Linda pick up the change. She gives the change back to her. She picked up some quarters.
Hey, Peter, how much are quarters worth?
Well, they are worth 25 cents.
Then why are they called quarters? Let's start with some help from Christina.
Taylor 捡起了一些25分的铜板。他说 ,Here are some quarters. 名词 quarter 是今天的单字，这个字很有意思，我们多介绍一下。Quarter 其实是四分之一的意思，因为一块钱相当于一百分钱，一百分的四分之一就是二十五，所以我们称二十五分两毛五为 a quarter。这个 quarter 不只可以用来讲金钱，还可以讲时间。比如说一个小时的四分之一就是十五分钟，所以如果说 it's a quarter after three 就表示三点十五分。另外一年分为四季，所以一季就是 a quarter。如果每一季都要做一个报告的话，这个报告就是 a quarter report。所以 quarter 这个字真的是很多用处哦。
Thank you, Christina. Okay, so that means four quarters are in $1. So one of those coins is one quarter of a dollar.
Oh yeah, well that makes sense. But Linda has a lot of change. That's a lot of quarters. All right, friends, well right now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break, friends. Did you save coins when you were a kid?
I remember saving my money when I was a kid. I didn't have much money, but I would keep all my coins and then try to save it to buy something big, like a bicycle.
Oh, that's very smart of you, Peter. I'm sure you are a great saver. All right, friends. Well, right now we have to go to Conversation C.Let's go there right now.
What are you looking at, Susie?
A strange coin. I got it in my change at the convenience store. It looks like a penny, but it's not.
Can I see it?
Sure. What do you think it is?
It's a $1 coin. It's worth about 3 cents.
How do you know?
Alex showed me one once. Linda and Susie are talking about change now. One of the coins Susie got was different. She tells Linda about it.
Yeah, she says the coin is strange.This means it is not normal. It is different. Well, what is so strange about the coin?
Actually, the coin looks like a penny.
Oh, okay. I know what a penny looks like. I think we have a picture of one, too. Yeah, that is what a penny looks like. And it is only 1 cent. 100 pennies make a dollar. So,What is strange about that?
Well, this coin looks like a penny, but it is not a penny. That's why it's strange.
Yeah, really strange. What do you think it is?
I think it's a calendar phrase.
No. It can't be that. I'm talking about the coin, the penny. What do you think it is?
Peter, that is it.You just said today's calendar phrase.
What do you think it is?
What do you think it is?
你想那是什么
Look at this box.
Ooh, what do you think it is?
I'm not sure.
What do you think it is?
It's something heavy.
What do you think it is?
Broken.
Uh-oh.
What do you think it is?
What do you think it is?
你想那是什么?
That was a fun calendar phrase. So we learn about the coin. It is not a U.S. penny, but a coin from Taiwan.
That's right. And the coin is worth about 3 cents, or 3 pennies.
Oh, that is interesting. Money is different amounts in different places. I always get confused.
Yeah. All right, friends. Well, it's that time. Time to review our keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Almost. Almost. Wait for me. I'm almost done.
Drop. Drop. Tina dropped her books on the floor.
Quarter. Quarter. There are 4 quarters in $1.
Strange. Strange. That looks strange. What is it?
Cent. Cent. The pen costs $1.20. Okay, friends, these are your keywords for today. Make sure to be practicing them at home. And now we can watch our conversations together one more time.
Do you use cash much, Alex?
No, I don't. I use my credit card all the time.
I use my debit card. I almost never use cash.
But I use cash a lot in Taiwan.
People do pay in cash more often there, and they carry 1,000 NT dollar bills.
I know. I use a bigger wallet when I'm in Taiwan.
I just dropped all my change. I'll help you pick it up. Here are some quarters. Thanks. The coins went everywhere. You have a lot of coins. Why do you carry so much change, Linda?
I don't know. I forget to use my coins when I shop. But quarters are good to have.
Yes. You can buy things from vending machines with them.
What are you looking at, Susie?
A strange coin. I got it in my change at the convenience store. It looks like a penny, but it's not.
Can I see it?
Sure. What do you think it is?
It's a 1 NT dollar coin. It's worth about 3 cents.
How do you know?
Alex showed me one once.
$10.25. $10.50. $10 and...
Ginger, what are you doing?
Ooh, hi, Monkey Man. I'm counting my money. $10 and... I forgot.
Well, Ginger... Seems you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Can I borrow $5?
$5?
Yeah.
What for?
For a cup of coffee.
Why don't you use your debit card?
Well, I almost always use cash, but I forgot my wallet today.
So you want 20 quarters? I don't know, Monkey Man.
I'll pay you back, Ginger, please.
Well, okay. Take 20 quarters.
Okay.
Don't drop them.
Hey, these coins are strange. Actually, these quarters aren't even real, Ginger.
Of course not. Why would a monkey have real money?
Oh, Ginger.
Oh, hello everyone. I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. I'm reading a really good book. Do you like to read books? I do. I read all kinds of books. Sometimes I read novels. I like good stories and interesting characters. I also read non-fiction books. I read about interesting people and places. Reading books is fun and relaxing. So excuse me, I want to get back to my book.
Many people enjoy reading. Some may have a favorite kind of book, such as a novel or a mystery. Other people enjoy reading almost any kind of book. Many people like to read books. They like to hold a paper book in their hands and turn the pages. Other people prefer electronic books. They read books on a tablet computer or e-reader. They think this is convenient. You can carry a lot of books on one small electronic device. These people don't mind reading on a screen. It doesn't matter how you read a book. People just enjoy reading. They learn things from books. They can learn about history, or science, or art. They can learn about famous people or famous places too. And of course, everyone loves a good story. Stories in books can take you to a different time or place. When the story in a book is good, it's very hard to stop reading it.
Wow, that was a great book. The story was so interesting, and so were the characters. I didn't want the story to end. I hope I can find another good book to read. I learn so much when I read, and I really enjoy it. I think I'll go to the bookstore now and look for another book. See you next time, everyone.
Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Peter, I have a good idea. How about we review our U.S. coins?
That's great. These things are worth less than a dollar. Well, how much is a penny worth?
1 penny is 1 cent. How much is a nickel worth?
Well, a nickel is only 5 cents. And then we have a dime. That's 10 cents. Do you remember the quarter?
I do. 1 quarter equals 25 cents. And $1 is 100 cents.
That's great. Well, friends, we hope you learned a lot and enjoyed the show. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.